Well, welcome back to Realizing Your Potential Network. This is your host for the next 30 minutes, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast. And today I'm excited to launch my brand new show dedicated to the heart of our community, education. It's called Let's Talk K-12 Education, and it's a platform where we'll be diving deep into the world of K-12 learning. We'll explore everything from current trends and practices. Are you a parent, educator, or community member passionate about K-12 education? If that's the case, then you won't want to miss our new show, Let's Talk K-12 Education. We're dedicated to exploring the diverse landscape of education, including traditional public schools, charter schools, homeschooling, private schools, and Christian schools. Join us as we delve into the unique strengths and challenges of each. But more importantly, it's a show for you, the community. Join us on this journey, and I am proud of myself as an education enthusiast, leader, and community advocate, and please give me your prayers, good energy, and vibes with welcoming this new education show to Realizing Your Potential Network. And I'm so glad and happy and excited that you've joined today. And I'm hoping to see you back here at the same time and the same date in the same place at the same space. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me on this network station. So I'm thrilled to be here to launch Let's Talk K-12 Education with all of you. I'm excited to be an educational thought leader for you each week. I come to you with a rich background in education as a classroom teacher, leader, and now the visionary force behind Enrichment Strategies Services, LLC, an education consulting company. So you may say to yourself, well, why do I brand myself as an educational enthusiast and thought leader? I'm so very glad that you asked, and I'm so excited about your curiosity. I have a passion and a deep commitment to learner success. I'm more than just a curriculum and instructional specialist. I bring a wealth of experience in cohesive team building and international instructional coaching to learners in the educational landscape. I'm a lifelong learner who thrives on building relationships. I am a wife, mother, grandmother, and a faithful member of Greenville Community Christian Church for almost 30 years. My family and faith are central to my life, fueling my purpose and my joy. And again, part of the reason why I am up here, so thankful that the visionary on Realizing Your Potential ask me to come on board and join. And I'm so very excited that I gave them the yes. So excited to be among you to share my purpose and passion as it pertains to education. We're going to delve a lot into the educational landscape here. I've held pivotal leadership roles within educational and corporate settings. I've obtained academic achievements, including advanced degrees in education and educational leadership, providing me with the theoretical foundation to complement my hands-on experience as an education coach and consultant. Recognizing the need for tailored educational support, I founded and established Enrichment Strategies Services, LLC. The firm offers a comprehensive suite of services, including educational consulting, academic and personal development coaching, and K-12 tutoring. Also offering innovative educational strategies and the ability to connect with a diverse range of learners, students, educators, adults, and corporate partners have been key drivers of the firm's success. Beyond professional endeavors, I'm a dedicated community leader. I actively serve on the executive board of the Northern Pitt County Improvement Association, a nonprofit organization focused on impactful community development. Also a committee member for the City of Greenville's MWBE, which is Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprises Midweek Committee, further demonstrating a commitment to fostering diversity, equity, and inclusion in the business world. Through these roles, I've been able to champion initiatives that drive social change and empower underrepresented groups. I believe a holistic approach integrates individualized learning methodologies with a profound commitment to community service and inclusive business practices and building cohesive teams. A question some of you listeners might have is, Miss Lady, what sparked your passion for education? I will gladly answer that question. So, education has always held a special place in my heart. I believe in its transformative power, the power to empower individuals, build stronger communities, and shape a brighter future. And that's precisely what Let's Talk K-12 Education aims to do. So before I get into some more objectives about defining the Let's Talk K-12 Education brand new show here on Realizing Your Potential TV network, I want to say that, yes, I've been formally trained as an educator. But when I think about it, and as I look back over my life, and some of you come down this memory lane with me and think about your own lives, I remember as early as probably when I was a young teenager and was responsible for helping to babysit my younger brothers that I grew up with. I have five siblings in total, paternal and maternal, but I grew up with my maternal siblings. And probably the excitement for teaching and leading and modeling actually probably came from when I was babysitting them during those times, and not just making sure that they were cared for, but taking real good stock in how they learned to do things. And then, you know, going into when I entered the work world, because I'm a country girl from Eastern North Carolina. And so I won't give my age away, but I used to do some farming. I, you know, picked cucumbers, worked in the buck barns with tobacco. And I just remember very early on being very interested in putting my hands to work, but not just putting my hands to work, but also just a very intuned into learning the steps and processes and analyzing how things were done. And my love for teaching actually came from me learning how to do these steps and process to do things very efficiently. But my joy came in modeling and showing others how to do this. As I worked in the fast food industry as a youth, as I worked in my high school, when you could work in high school and still earn your credits to get ready to graduate, and it just trickled on down before I actually joined the community college to get a human services degree, then college credits to transfer into East Carolina University, where I, speaking with my stepmom, God rest her soul, I miss her, my dad, and my mom dearly. But she was her that kind of planted the seed in my mind. Tanisha, you ever thought about teaching? So I was like, no, I hadn't thought about making it a career. But when I really reflected and looked back over my life to see everything that I did involved the steps to learning, how to learn, the best way to learn, and then having sheer enjoyment with showing others how to successfully complete a task, learn an objective, learn a goal. That's when I said, and then working in my children's ministry at church for a number of years really set the tone with, you know, lesson planning and finding exciting ways and engaging ways to teach someone, you know, the materials, the biblical truths from the Bible. I found a lot of enjoyment and I benefited greatly from that. So that's how that's if we take a step back and pull down the layers a little bit closer, take a deeper look. I do believe that sometimes educators, that's why I pride myself as an educational enthusiast, because I love all things education. But it goes outside of the K-12 curriculum, you know, spectrum. It actually goes with the thought processes of what we put into teaching others and how we teach others and how we get the best out of people and how they learn the best. All those things make me so excited. And then to be able to come onto this wonderful platform in the Realizing Your Potential TV network and, you know, be able to facilitate myself as an educational thought leader makes me so excited. So I just wanted to peel back the layers a little bit, to take a little deeper dive and merge the two worlds of, you know, where it all started, how it all led up to me getting into the educational program at ECU and having a very successful 10-year tenure as a classroom teacher makes me excited. So let's talk about all of that leading up to the goals of this show. Is about four key things: informing and engaging listeners. We want to provide a platform for educators, parents, and community leaders to share their insights and experiences. Advocating for education equity. We'll discuss the challenges faced by different student groups and explore solutions to create a more equitable system for all learners. Know that firsthand by teaching in an underserved district at a Title I school. So that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites, is providing educational equity. Inspiring a love for learning. We'll showcase innovative teaching methods and highlights the importance of lifelong learning. Building community connections. Education is a team effort. We'll bring together stakeholders to foster collaboration and empower listeners to get involved. Listeners, if you have ideas for topics you'd like us to explore, please don't hesitate to email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, if you have ideas for topics you like for us to explore, don't hesitate to email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Okay. So, you know, I will give you wonderful listeners a sneak peek at some of the topics we can expect on Let's Talk K-12 Education. We'll be discussing things like the impact. So let me back up. We'll be discussing things like, but not limited to, things like the impact of technology in the classroom, social and emotional learning and student well-being, supporting diverse learners and fostering inclusion, engaging parents and families in their children's education, and preparing students for the future workforce. Some of the broader topics we may talk about is the future of education, exploring trends like personalized learning, AI integration, and STEM education. Parental involvement, discussing effective strategies for parents to support their child's education. Teacher burnout and retention. Addressing the challenges faced by educators and potential solutions. School safety, examining current safety protocols and exploring innovative approaches. The digital divide. discussing the impact of technology access on student achievement. And some, but not limited to, specific topics are the role of arts and humanities in education, highlighting the importance of a well-rounded curriculum. We'll get into, even though my expertise is K-12, we'll get into a little early childhood education, discussing the critical importance of early intervention and quality preschool programs, probably even explore around with bringing on some stakeholders to talk about best practices when you drop your little ones off to daycare. And, you know, how do you form a great partnership starting there or with babysitters? So we'll talk about those things, special education, exploring challenges and best practices for students with special needs. Gifted and talented education, discussing the needs of high achieving students, college and career readiness, preparing students for life after high school, school choice, debating the pros and cons of different educational options, the impact of standardized testing, analyzing the effectiveness of standardized tests and their impact and influence on curriculum. Mental health in schools, discussing the importance of mental health supports for students and staff. And that's the part that makes me really excited. A lot of the times, a lot of the school districts have initiatives, budgets set aside to make sure that they're doing the best that they can to ensure the well-being of the students. But oftentimes, you know, I'm going to push the envelope here to say, I would love to be able to see where there are more emphasis and focus on your dear staff, not just, you know, exclusive to your teachers, but to every adult in the school building that have any type of connection, impact around those students attending school. Financial literacy education, exploring the importance of teaching financial skills in schools. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, discussing strategies for creating inclusive learning environments. So all those things are very near and very dear to me. I'm going to make sure that I go above and beyond to the best of my capabilities to address those things. And here are some interactive segments. So some of the interactive segments that I intend to discuss are, we're going to do some Ask the Experts, live Q&A sessions with listeners. I'm hoping you guys will, you know, be able to interact or leave me a comment or a message. And I definitely will, you know, try to get it answered. Definitely, if you need to email in, that would be wonderful at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Want to be able to have some segments where I do some school spotlights, showcasing successful programs and initiatives. Parent panel discussing challenges and successes of parenting in today's educational landscape. And more and most importantly, do some teacher features, which is highlighting inspiring educators and their work. And student success stories, sharing inspiring stories of students overcoming adversity. You know, I'll add to this section here. One of the ways to successfully, you know, turn around a low performing school and or a low performing school with a high negative behavioral challenges, which affects and impedes successful student academic outcomes, actually requires a little bit of all of those that I just suggested. It takes a village. I'm a firm believer by being on a turnaround team that turned around a local low-performing middle school that did have high negative behavior, with employing all of those, making sure that We pulled in the stakeholders, spotlighting and showcasing positivity and what was working well, making sure that we pulled our parents in for parent engagement, highlighting teachers and sharing student success, and being very consistent with it and making it the top priority of our day every day, several times a week. And we were reminded that even when they would come on the intercom in the mornings, and when the students were able to see that the adults in the building were all coming together, were all making sure that we were working at our optimal to change the trajectories of that school, to change the reputation that the school had, we reminded those students in that building every single day that they mattered, that they were very capable of making good choices. As a sixth grade ELA social studies and AVID teacher in that building, I reminded my students, I made it very personal to remind them, especially those coming from specific households, your families, some of your families lost their lives to come here so that you can have a better life. And some of you, your grandmothers and grandfathers and aunties and uncles are counting on you to change the generational patterns that they've seen in families time and time and time again. Always very important to do that. Always very important to do that. And beyond these specific topics, we'll be featuring interviews with inspiring educators, thought leaders, and students. This is definitely a show you don't want to miss. Thank you so much for joining us today and getting a glimpse into Let's Talk K-12 Education. I can't wait to embark on this journey with the community. Listeners, join us here weekly and on Realizing Your Potential Network. Together, let's shape a brighter future for educationers. Listeners, again, if you have ideas for topics you like us to explore, please don't hesitate to email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, email us here at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. And we're going to continue on with our discussion and how we got here, and we're defining Let's Talk K-12 Education, providing some feedback about, you know, where my love for education started very early on with the whole processes of learning to love the processes of steps and systems to teach other people. And it was long before I was a classroom teacher implementing and executing curriculum as a middle school teacher, and well before then as a K-5 ELA and math remediation teacher for our standardized to help schools increase proficiency and or growth with our state standardized tests. So going to welcome you again to Realizing Your Potential TV Network's Let's Talk K-12 Education show. As we gear up and we are doing some very practical things, the school year is a couple weeks in at this point. We're diving into the world of K-12 education with a series called Back to Better, Back to Basics, Back to School 2024-2025. Today, we're focused on providing you with practical tips and resources to help your family prepare for a successful school year. I'm excited to share some helpful information with you here on this network. As a former middle school teacher and currently a grandmother to 8 school-age grandbabies, I recognize the importance of creating and establishing a positive, productive, sturdy foundation for a new school year. So let's start with the basics. Here are some essential steps parents can take to prepare that your children are going to maintain these steps and actions for a new school year. So you're going to, before we get ready to head out, you're going to establish a routine, create a consistent sleep schedule and a structured daily routine to ease this transitional phase back to this new school year. You're going to organize your supplies. And you, at this point in the school year, you probably already have that, but you want to maintain it so that your child has all the necessary school supplies. So you're not running around in the morning as you're trying to get ready or prepare them for projects or homework. All of that stays in its space so that you can have access to it. You're going to set goals. You're going to work with your child to set academic and personal goals for this year. And by this time, we're a couple of weeks into the school year, so you may want to revisit those. Most of you have received progress reports by this time. So you may want to revisit where your goals you set, you know, before the first day of school started up until now, round about this progress report. And for some, it may even be report card time because schools and districts and states start at different times. Parents, I cannot stress this enough as a former middle school teacher. Communicate with your teachers. Build a strong relationship with your child's teacher early on. If you started off on the good foot, keep the good foot going. Check in every now and then, whether you know, using Class Dojo, whether your teacher has given you their email to speak directly with them. Keep that pipeline of communication open. It's important to create a positive learning environment at home. Here is what you parents can do to support your child's education at home. Create a study space. Designate a quiet area for homework and study. Limit screen time. Balance screen time with other activities like reading and playing outdoors. These children need to be outdoors. I say that to my children, for my grandchildren, all the time, and they get some really good outdoor play. Encourage reading. Make reading a daily habit. And you as a family, get involved, volunteer at school, or attend parent-teacher conferences. So technology plays a big role in education today. So here are some helpful tools and resources you can utilize. So you can explore a few educational apps that align with your child's curriculum. So here are just a few before we get ready to end our show today. Some equitable educational apps that focus on providing educational equal access to learning opportunities regardless of socioeconomic status, race, or disability. Here are three examples. Khan Academy. Why is equitable? Because it offers free world-class education for anyone. Duolingo. Why is it equitable? It makes language learning accessible and engaging for all. Then we have Kahoot, which is a very famous one when I was teaching. Why is equitable? Because it creates a collaborative and engaging learning environment. So these apps prioritize inclusivity, accessibility, and personalized learning, making them valuable tools for creating equitable educational experiences. So those are a few. I'll share some for online for next time. So as we get ready to, as we wrap up some of these back to better, back to basics, new schools, my final tip for your parents, out of all of the resources, tools, and tips that I provided, here is the most important one. Lean in and adjust your volume up. Remember, every child is unique. Find what works best for you and your family and create a supportive learning environment. And to our listener, we hope this Back to School, Back to Basic, Back to School series has equipped you with tools. And I'm excited and looking forward to our journey together in all things education. Listeners, join us here weekly at Let's Talk K-12 Education, and together, let's shape a brighter future for education. Remember, if you have ideas for topics you'd like for us to explore, don't hesitate to email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast and thought leader and show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education, where we are empowered through education. And thank you so very much for tuning in to Let's Talk K-12 Education here on Realizing Your Potential Network TV.